Proclamation number 7950, dated the July 26, 1961. Redemption only through Jesus Christ. Self-redemption is not possible. You were redeemed through the death of Jesus Christ, and not a single being in the entire universe was excluded from this redemption, for he accomplished his act for all once fallen spirits. He accomplished it for all people past, present and future. But the being itself is to acknowledge it. It is to consciously lay claim on the blessings of the act of salvation. God's opponent is entitled to the spiritual being which had voluntarily followed him into the abyss. It turned to him and away from God of its own free will. Of its own free will it has to turn away from him again and desire to return to God. However, it would never have found the strength to separate itself from him, because its will had been totally weakened by the adversary. It would have stayed separated from God forever if the human being Jesus, in whom God had manifested himself, had not achieved the act of salvation by means of his crucifixion, through which he acquired the blessings of a stronger will, which could then increase the fallen spirit's will and then also enable it to rise up against the adversary and strive towards God. The act of salvation will not force any being to return, but its return is made possible by it, which otherwise could never have taken place. Yet it always requires free will, otherwise all fallen spirits would have been instantly redeemed and every work of creation would already be spiritualized. But redemption depends on the human being's free will who, as a once fallen being, is traveling the path across earth for the purpose of becoming free. If he takes advantage of Jesus' act of salvation and his acquired blessings, then his redemption will be certain. Then he will return to his origin as a child of God. Then Jesus Christ will not have died for him in vain. He can still perfect himself in earthly life or ascend to the spiritual kingdom and be active in light and strength and freedom for his own happiness. It only requires your will to be redeemed, for Jesus atoned the guilt on his behalf. Jesus cleared the way for him to the Father. Jesus opened the gate to the kingdom of light. But the human being himself is to want the act of salvation to have been achieved for him. He is to consciously place himself underneath the cross of Christ. He has to acknowledge him as Son of God and Redeemer of the world, in whom God had manifested himself in order to be able to become a visible God for all his living beings. Yet in that case one cannot ever speak about self-redemption single quote. Even if one's own free will is the first condition to attain the blessing of the act of salvation, the human being can never free himself from his great guilt of sin without the help of Jesus Christ. In his weakness of will he will never be able to lift himself up and detach himself from God's adversary. The redemption of all souls is only possible through Jesus Christ. And this is why Jesus Christ the man suffered the crucifixion for all fallen spiritual beings and acquired the blessing of a strengthened will, which every being can lay claim to as soon as it has reached the stage of free will as a human being again. And this exceedingly joyful knowledge is conveyed to you humans. For now you are informed that you are not hopelessly lost, that there is a path of ascent for you. Back to your Father's house, the path to the cross of Christ, which has to be taken without fail but which also assures you complete deliverance. If, however, you don't take this path then you will not find redemption either, you will not be released from your adversary and that will mean that you will never be able to enter into the kingdom of light because your guilt of sin will prevent your entry. You yourselves will be unable to free yourselves from this sin, but you will be able to carry it under the cross, to Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for your guilt and thereby also brought you back from God's adversary. Only your will has to make conscious use of this blessing, and then your guilt will also be redeemed. You will be free beings again as you were in the beginning, and need only perfect yourselves in earthly life, that is, through loving activity, shape your nature into love again. You need only seek closest unity with God, your Father of eternity, and your soul will mature and then, as his children, be able to enter the kingdom of light and bliss. Amen.